is Sandy Summers, the executive director of The Truth About Nursing, recording a recap of my conversation yesterday, May 20th, 2013, with American Family Care Chief Medical Officer Glenn Harnett. Over the past couple of weeks, I have been calling American Family Care to try to speak to Felicia Fortune, the director of marketing. I left her probably 7 messages, none of which she returned. So yesterday, I moved up the ladder and called Bruce Irwin, the founder and CEO of American Family Care. He's a physician. And then later in the day, Glenn Harnett, also a physician, returned my call on behalf of Bruce Irwin and the entire American Family Care. So I just wanted to recap for listeners what went on during our efforts to try to change the way American Family Care advertises their services. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke in Wisconsin to advanced practice nurses, and one person there did tell me about these commercials, and then later another person wrote to me about the commercials that I still have not seen myself because they have not been made public. I do not live in Alabama or Mississippi where the commercials are being aired so that I could see them myself. But from what I understand, on the screen, the television screen, there are text messages back and forth between a couple of people talking about someone needing health care and one person recommending that they go to American Family Care so that they can see a physician and not a nurse. So I called to try to get specific language as to, you know, find out what the language exactly was in this commercial, and still haven't yet seen it, but from what I understand, what I just told you is correct about what is in the messages. So Glenn Harnett and I did talk for 20 minutes or so. He called first to, you know, return my call, and it was not always a pleasant conversation. Most of it was filled with several disagreements between his perspective, my perspective. He wanted me to know that he did perceive physicians as being captains of the ship, as having superior education and training, as delivering superior care. And I disagreed with that. I told him that let's look at nurse education compared to physician education. Yes, physicians are afforded 4 years of undergraduate work. Some nurses have that. But in general, nurses have 2 years of undergraduate work, followed by 2 years of nursing education. Then advanced practice nurses generally practice several years in the workplace at the BSN level before they come back for another 2 years of education in nursing. So total, that's 4 years of education in nursing, our specific health science. Physicians also have 4 years of education in health science. That is equal education. Physicians then have a residency that's usually 3 years longer, sometimes more. Nurse practitioners and other advanced practice nurses have different sorts of clinical training that sadly does not equate as much to the residency. I'll give them that. But physicians also don't have the several years in between undergraduate education and graduate education that nurses do have, that I believe really sets nurses apart. I also asked him to look at the evidence-based research that shows that the care provided by advanced practice nurses is equal to or better than that provided by physicians. And he didn't have anything to say about that. All he could say was he felt that the care physicians provided was superior. He was not interested in any evidence-based practice or research. And I did express other concerns, and we were not reaching much middle ground. But then he did say that American Family Care would change their commercial, which I was actually quite surprised about since he was so antagonistic when he called. So I thanked him for that offer. And then he said, so we're just not going to mention nurse practitioners or nurses at all in the new ad. And so I asked him what the new ad might sound like. And he said, well, we're going to say something like, at American Family Care, we care about you. That's why when you come to our clinics, you will see a physician. So I laughed and said, well, I'm sorry, but that's not really any better. That implies that, oh, we care about you, so you'll see a physician, which means you won't be seeing a nurse practitioner. He disagreed that he was implying anything, or that he was insinuating anything, that nurse practitioner care was inferior to physician care, as I think anybody with a small brain could figure out. So we disagreed about that for some time. And he was still unable to understand, I believe, that, you know, by saying you get to see a physician, you know, meaning, nurse practitioners are no good. So I said, okay, what about this? What about if your commercial said this? At American Family Care, we care about you. That's why when you come to our clinics, you get to see a white person. And he just like had a fit. He's like, that's ridiculous. That, you know, this is not the same thing at all. That's ridiculous. I'm like, well, look what it implies. It implies you get to see a white person, meaning everybody who's not white is somehow inferior. And the language you're implying with you get to see a physician, leaving out who you don't get to see, likewise implies the people you're not seeing are inferior. Anyway, he never did understand that his potential ad would be just as offensive to nurses as my suggested ridiculous ad would be to people who were not white. So I asked him if I could work with his marketing team to help create a better advertisement. And he said, no, you know, you don't work for me. So I told him, I don't want to work for you. I don't want any money from you. What I want is to make sure that your commercials do not further denigrate nurses. So I asked him if he could send me a link to the commercial once it was aired. He said no. I asked him if he was going to put it on the internet with some of the other commercials that American Family Care has on its website. He said it might make it up there someday. He did not know. The other commercial, which I had a concern about, was never up on the internet. He said that's because it was new, so I'm not sure how long these commercials are on air for before they finally make it up onto the internet, but at least some time. So, listeners, we need you, please, those who live in the southern United States, if you see this commercial, try to remember what it says and write to me about it so I can further follow up with American Family Care. So I just wanted to record for you the sorts of conversations that we have at The Truth About Nursing to try to get the media to do a better job in portraying who nurses are and what they do to save lives and improve patient outcomes. And I have to say, the media that we go after to try to ask them to improve, almost always they say, we never intended to hurt nurses or harm them or denigrate them. It was all just a joke. That's the naughty nurse excuse all the time. But in the case of physicians, physician groups, in their advertisements, their media, almost always they do intentionally try to denigrate nurses by saying that nurses need supervision, by calling nurses mid-level providers or physician extenders or any other sort of derogatory terms. So we nurses need to work together to try to call out physicians on their intentionally negative media about nurses and ask them to stop. Look at the evidence-based research. Aren't we all supposed to be about evidence-based practice? Well, look at the research. We have a page on our website about this research at truthaboutnursing.org/APRN. You show me, physicians, why you think your care is better than that provided by nurses, because the data does not show that. So please help us monitor the media. Let us know if you see anything, a new commercial from American Family Care. Please let us know. We'd really appreciate it. Info@truthaboutnursing.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for your support.